Hey, kids. It is, Sunday night, and we are back again. For those of you who've been here before, I'm Kevin.
I'm Madeline.
And we are talking tonight about a few comics. We have some Oldish, New You. Are those around there, Mads? Those other ones I gave you?
Mm.
Those other comics? Those four?
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing a look at two of the new Valiant and some old New You. And I'm also going to throw in a little bit of talk about Solar. I wanted to bring in a little bit more of that from old Solarville Mads.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do those things. I'm sort of bopping around on the website and trying to figure out where I'm going to go. But big time turns in these comics lately. Both in Archer and Armstrong and in Bloodshot that I wanted to sort of bring through or push through and sort of check out. Mads, what do you want to talk about first? Archer and Armstrong or Bloodshot?
I don't know. It does not matter.
Which one do you like better?
Archer and Armstrong.
I am the other way around. So we'll talk Bloodshot first, and then we'll come to Archer and Armstrong second. Bloodshot. Sort of a changing comic. Just actually started listening to the OTV podcast, checking out those, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, I don't want to repeat the same stuff necessarily or have this stuff in my brain. So I put it on hold. I think Sean had somewhere on there that he mentioned this podcast and another podcast, so I was trying to spy and see what kind of PR he was doing, but if you haven't listened to that one or you haven't listened to the other ones, go listen to their podcast. It's great. But I wanted to talk about Bloodshot first. Mando, what you think about this? New concepts, changing things, what you got?
I like the part where he found his so-called wife.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about it?
Well, the fact that the wife wasn't very pretty.
Yeah, and old.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the same person.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on it? What's going on there?
I thought it was cool that he used all the ones from his high school.
Mm-hmm. Setting up that blind stuff behind.
Mm-hmm.
What about Pulse? What do you think about her as a character?
She's scary.
I like her. Do you think she's connected to the same girl from the first Bloodshot? Remember that one?
Hmm?
Where they're attacking the girl at the very beginning? In the first Bloodshot, the girl on the ground?
Know.
Don't know.
I know she's connected to the girl in the Bloodshot before. That's kind of obvious.
I thought there were some awesome things that happened in here, and something particular that stuck out to me a lot. In addition to the Pulse stopping all the nanites and Bloodshot. I think that's absolutely important, stopping the ambulance coming back and then shooting them at the end. It's pretty reminiscent of those of you who've read through a lot of comics. The Acclaim version of Bloodshot slash the Voyeur, where he's shooting himself in the head and then really, or the Hulk reference where shoots himself in the head, and then Hulk spits
Hulk
out the bullet. Remember that? Where he talked about that in Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a real connection there, and I mean, my feel is you're going to have some of that. And, of course, the connection to what's going to happen next or where it's going to go. That's fine. Don't worry about her. Hi, Rach. Beautiful art. The EMP. Chiclo mentions it as a plot device, and I think that might be true. The Bloodshot connection coming back and rebuilding himself, but some phenomenal things that are done here that I really wanted to dwell on is the entering of the desert in Nevada. The pulling out the hole, getting in there and taking a look, and you seeing that this place that Bloodshot was referring to before is a real spot. Mads, can you stop that? I know it's really important right now, but pass it over to Rachel. I'm sure she's just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know, it's terrible. Pass it to Rachel. Let her do it. Or grumble at me? Okay. that Nevada desert, skeletons everywhere, seeing that real connection to where it was or what it was. I think that's super important. What do you think about that, Mads?
I thought that was funny because this guy's really weird, but he reminds me of someone, but I just can't put my finger on it.
He's been around in a few places. He's the guy.
No, not in a comic, like in a totally different place, and like I just can't put my finger on it.
Oh.
No, not in reality, just I remember him from somewhere.
In my mind, this book took a curve for the much better in here. The convoluted nature of the 1 and 2 really had some specific answers, some very great plot points put down, some total connections, and I'm seeing where the long term of this is going to go. Still loving that art switching back and forth and those people talking to him. This is my favorite image, though, and I'm talking about page 2, where he's going back to positive memories, and he pulls out and stops and literally removes the image of the woman's face and implants it in his memory and then tries to forge that connection there to where she is. And that back and forth here between those two artists is very awesome, especially if you're looking at it from a perspective of the point of view, sort of. If you look on the page 1, you see we're absolutely going into his point of view. If you look in that lower left-hand corner, you see the mirror behind, and then the POV shot, the point of view, seeing from his perspective, the wife in bed, and the reflection behind of him. So we're really taking this in his eyes, and then pulling off, and all of these are drawn in that reflection on the wall. Stunning images. Just stunning. Real great connection there. Talking with person J-Matt on this about where that connection is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful set. And where he's going to connect and where he's going to go. Now, through the story, the woman also actually attacks him, breaks out that knife, stabs him, shoots him.
La, la, la. Like, I'm still alive.
Well, even his response isn't like, I'm still alive. It's just like, okay, now that we're done with that, can we get moving? Because something else is going to be here. So, awesome. I love Pulse as a character. She could be a great foil for this. Also want to point out, the variant cover is gorgeous on this one. This cover's fine, but the variant cover is amazing.
What's the variant cover?
I'll show you.
Sorry, you can't see it.
No, it's okay. I'm referring to it, so if you're out there looking around right now, you can pop on to there and find it. Let's start talking about the Archer and Armstrong, Mads, if you want to push that on.
Okay. So, the cover, I thought, was just awesome. Because it's
here's the
showing
bloodshot variant. It's gorgeous.
It's showing that every time he shoots Armstrong, he doesn't die. So it's back to, if you were too lazy to read the beginning of the first comic, that he's lived for a very long time. And I love seeing the difference between the two of them. Archer has the big promised land in front of him, and then it's Armstrong in a club stealing money from a girl. And then I also like this part, the beginning part where he finds out his parents are part of the sect. And then I thought this part was really, really cool. The part where he pulls his both chains out of the wall and uses their own torture devices against them. That was really cool. And then part is funny. Because he's like, I'm going to have to stop you there. It was funny.
Let's go back a little bit. You're flying through this almost at lightning. I'm sort of letting you chat a little bit.
Sorry.
A couple of things. Don't worry about that right now. Please don't worry about that right now. Okay. Something I thought was really important was the discussion with his parents and, you know, well, first of all, him going on that fight against those other members of the sect, that trigger finger knife throwing reference there.
Mm-hmm.
But the connection to his parents and his parents using the biblical stories against him. And I love how his response was, this isn't the plan of heaven. This is your plan. In other words, throwing it back in their faces. This is the garbage that you try to convince me of. You're wrong. And then the attack on the one connection that he really has in the family, Mary Maria, who attempted to escape and get out, but had sort of a problem there. I do love the escape and the references to the people. I'm noticing when the folks go on the attack against him, and this is a dumb theory I have, the bull and bear people, it is the bulls right now who are sort of attacking him a little bit. I'm looking for a bear to be more involved in this.
There you go. Bear.
Yeah, they're in this. They're in this. Careful. But I'm looking for someone to go on the physical attack against him. I don't know if I'm seeing that yet.
Possibly the bears are less.
Well, I think it's politically motivated, the 1%, so.
Yeah.
How Obi gets out of here, or Archer gets out of here, or however you want to put it, connecting with the spirit of Ivar, or whomever, kind of cool, and then the escape reference. I love Armstrong jumping in, saying, I'm going to save you, and then he's like, oh, wait, I'm already out. Frames here. Some of these frames here are beauts. I'm flipping forward a little ahead. Of course, you got the ninja nun at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But where they trigger the trap and it's falling, that's one of the most gorgeous pages so far in this, where that connection, that collapsing, keeps coming upon them as they're trying to escape. Some pretty good lines. And Mads, you loved this, right?
What part?
You loved the whole comic.
It was funny.
For me, I liked it, but I did not like it. I feel like I'm still comparing it to the old Archer and Armstrong, which I held in such high esteem.
This was funny.
Isn't there? Oh, she's talking about the reference to the bed. I thought that was corny. I thought it was too over the top for me. Like, it was just a picture of an actual screw. I think I would have been better with it. But to show people in bed, that to me seemed a little silly. But I don't know. It's okay. What about the other part, Mads? What about the going forward? I know Harbinger is next week, and Exo is next week. Those should be some big changes. Let's talk though about these four news. What do you think about these four ones? We're going to the new universe stuff now. Oh, no, chatting that up.
Okay.
We're discussing today Kickers Incorporated, Night Mask, and Justice Fours, along with a Star Brand number 5.
Okay, so I want to talk about Let's talk about Justice first.
Okay, what was your feeling on Justice?
It was better. But still, not good.
I thought it was a train wreck of crazy.
It was like switching back and forth and la 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 la.
Yeah, if I read this, I'm thinking the guy's an insane person. Not that he knows anything about going on or what's going on. I thought it was one of the worst turns in the book as of late. I thought Justice
going back and forth was really stupid.
Yeah, I thought it was followable up until this point. But it was a nightmare in this one. And I was just I was almost offended by how bad it was. Okay, ladies. I thought it was horrendous, horrific little train wreck. Pretty darn dumb. Let's talk Kickers now for a minute. Kickers Incorporated 4. Because you mentioned when you read it, you came back and you said, "What did you tell me?"
It was still stupid, but it was better.
Right. It's less stupid than it's been. I like that it's tackling some pretty hard-knuckled issues. Drug use and steroids in there. But the telling of it, for me, was clunky.
Mm-hmm.
It was... I thought it was juvenile and stupid and dull. The art was hokey. Like, there's a section where one player holds the other one up. It looks like a love scene from a 50s musical I mentioned. I thought it was corny. Just cornball theater. Rach, can you do me a favor and shut that off? Just hit the button and shut it off. Thank you. I thought it was cornball theater and not on target at all. How about you?
Cover's stupid.
Yeah, the cover's pretty bad. And even last month I was complimenting some of the cover changes. And this one's bad. Looking at these four, I think it's all the worst. I don't think so. I think Nightmask
is great. Yeah, Nightmask is cool, but...
The Starband cover was pretty bad. The Perspective... Yeah, I thought that was good. Buggy, you like that cover?
Mm-hmm.
The Justice one was pretty bad.
The Kickers Incorporated one was really bad.
Mm-hmm. I thought Starbrand as a comic was good. I think Ken is turning into a total dirtbag, but I think that's what I like about him. I mean, he is a user and abuser, sort of like, hey, let's keep this one around because she's crazy and I can get with her anytime I want to. And this other one, way out on the beach, I'll go find her cute bikini girl and I'll, you know, spend some time with her. You know what I mean?
And like, then I'll have this other girl. And how about this other girl?
Right. I'll keep her on the side as well, because she's a little crazy. But she's not bad. I mean, and I think...
Because in that comic, mm-hmm. it had four girls in it.
Yeah, and he's getting with all of them.
Yeah.
He's a pig. No, no one can, right? Please just go play.
It was Duck.
They'll go play somewhere
else.
What's
her name again? I'm wanting to call her Darlene.
Ducky and the girl, I think, Brenda's in my brain. That's not right.
No. It's not Darlene either, because Darlene's in Kickers.
Rach? Why don't you head out? Go find something to do. Thank you. Yeah, go play Disney Trivia. That's a good idea. The girl with the kid is...
Kids,
you're right.
There's two of them.
It's a neat concept.
Yeah, and then there's the girl with the kids, and then there's the bikini girl on the beach, and then there's the babysitter girl.
Barb.
Barbara, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is laying down... the line for where Solar's coming next. And I'm going to come back to that whole thing.
Yeah, Starbrand really reminds me of Solar.
It is.
Like,
it
it's is. Worse than Solar, but...
Well, it's not as good as Solar, but I feel like that whole concept of that everyman in...
The flying man.
Right,
the...
in the Superman outfit. I mean, Superman's always like, I am Superman, and I can save the day of awesomeness. And this is more like...
Now I'm Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Just the stupid reporter.
You won't recognize me because I have glasses. I look totally different. But...
Which time knew who Superman was?
It's just a mystery. I can't figure it out. So I'll go ahead. Let's talk about Nightmask first, and then we'll come back to Starbrand, and I'll impersonate people playing Clark Kent terribly in the past. Nightmask, which thing?
It was good. I really liked that one.
I'm with you.
It was a lot better.
Tell me more.
A lot better.
Tell me more.
I liked the Dream Stealer thing.
Yeah, the Dream Stealer concept was great, and the cover kicks. The cover is great.
The cover kicks a word.
Well, it does. Go back and look at the other Nightmask covers. They're bad.
I don't know.
And the concept behind Nightmask...
The cover last week got better.
Yeah, it was better last month.
It wasn't as good as this one. This one.
This cover is great. And it's too bad that they're starting to come into their own too late. I mean, they missed the boat on this. It's so frustrating to see this comic getting good after the first three issues. Because my guess is most people gave it the chance for maybe an issue or two and thought, this is junk, because the first comic, the second one, and the third one...
are the most critical.
Right. And they're all the same. It's like the same story three times. And this is the first time it's really changing gears a little bit. It's trying to paint something else, go a new direction, and it's good. I mean, the woman in it is good, and I love the fact that there's this, well, they're bringing back that villain from the beginning, who is interesting. They're bringing back this woman, sort of under his power, to really go against the guys, and there's that great twist at the end. What do you think about that?
What great twist at the end?
Where they said, we can't get a hold of Nightmask, but remember, we did get the imprint of the sister's dream pattern. Mm-hmm. Reading it as an adult, I'm reading it going, oh yeah, she kissed her on the head, I know exactly what that's for, but it's a great setup that the sort of villain group were trying to get him, and then all of a sudden think, oh no, we failed, but wait a second, there's this other part there, which is great. That's well done. I think the writing deserves great compliments on it. It's only too bad that it came too late, because the book gets canceled on the first set after 12 issues.
That's why.
Yeah, it did not come out of the gate running. And that surprised me.
Came out of the gate walking.
Well, I don't think it came out of the gate limping. I think it and, Kickers came out dead. It's bad.
Kickers has just been always dead.
It's always bad. And that's a shame.
It's always terrible. And you're looking at the cover of the first one thinking it's going to be so amazingly cool. And then you read it and it's like, this is really stupid.
Well, there are a few comics that got much better as they went. Like Spitfire, for example.
Yeah.
Last month, I thought it was great. But it just started out like, you know... person in the Big Tin outfit,
look,
Iron
I'm
Man
in the
ripoff.
Big Tin outfit. Right. I'm Superman and I'll save
I'm
you.
I'm a girl. I'm Iron Man, but I'm different because I'm a girl. I mean, that's the whole concept, but.
I'm
you know,
Iron Girl.
Yeah, it took four issues to finally get to a point where I say, oh, it's not.
I'm Iron Cam.
Right, right.
I'm different because I'm a whip.
Well.
That's a reference to Total Drama, Revenge of the Island right there.
Sorry, excuse me. I don't know that. I'm more than 12 years old.
Yes, you are.
Hey, beautiful girl, what's up?
Hi, Mommy.
Let's talk about that Solar connection now to Star Brand. Because I think
let's impersonate Clark Kent.
No Clark Kent impersonation. I put the Solar One connection. I'm actually going to go back and do a retread of the connections on some of the early Valiants.
Yeah, I think the Spitfire 2 has a connection to,
well,
like you said, Iron Man.
Well, yeah.
Except it's different because I'm a girl.
Right, it is. But in the Valiant universe, that's the Exo Man of War connection.
And also, yeah, Exo Man of War 2.
Right. It's easy to see this. I mean, it's the same retread. But the thing I like most about Star Brand, and it's great invention of this is, here's a super person who has no particular interest one way or the other, selfish even,
hey,
to be
look,
super.
I have four girls, so I'm going to show them I can fly, and then they will
right.
fall in love with me.
He's interested in hooking up with chicks. I mean, really,
yeah.
Ducky he hooks up with, and he's like, hey, baby, guess what? I am super powered. And she's like, oh, I'm just a dumb girl. I'll be with you because I'm dumb and eccentric. And then Barb, he doesn't want to tell her about it.
Yeah, and then Barb finds the picture.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And then she forgives him, and then he goes back to Ducky.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he breaks Ducky's heart.
Well, the best part about all this, it's really an attempt at Solar. And Solar was so good.
That was Daddy. That was one of Daddy's favorites.
It is. I mean, those first few issues, that Alpha and Omega is particularly brilliant, but it's got this gorgeous connection to not what it's like to be a superhero, what it's like to be a person, what it's like to be a man, what it's like to be...
Yeah, because they neither of them really do have any technical superpowers.
Who?
Archer and Armstrong.
I mean Starbrand and Solar. These are these ultra super mega huge powered dudes, but it's not about that. It's about being a person in there. It's about being who you are inside of there.
Yeah.
It's about the character as a superhero, not the other way around. That's what
the
I think.
Superhero is a character.
Yeah. It is
in a lot of the things, the superhero is a character.
Right. It's not just a guy in a cape. It's not just people saving lives. It's not...
I'm Superman. Mm-hmm. Now I'm Clark Kent. Daddy, you have to impersonate it, because I can't do it.
Oh, you'll never recognize me in my glasses. It's a total mystery.
Because I have the same hairdo.
Right. You might think it's the exact same haircut, with a part on the other side, but look... While Superman, I twirl this beautiful hair in the front of my forehead. You'll never recognize me.
And now I'm mild-mannered journal reporter Clark Kent.
Right.
And you will never recognize me because I...
Totally different.
Because I have glasses and I cannot fly. And you will never hear me saying, Superman away from my office.
Let's wrap this out then, I'm sorry.
Bleeding.
Don't do that. You just wrecked that. Let's wrap it out because I want to do another one when Harbinger comes out. I am super psyched for the fourth Harbinger.
Ace. Because it's going to be, Zephyr.
Well, it started out as...
I read the ending thing. It was so amazing.
Yeah, you can talk about that for a second if you want to.
It was so amazing.
Yeah, it's, Harbinger, I think, has the...
Let me grab this. You talk about
it. Well, I think Harbinger has the potential to be as good or better than the original run was.
I love the original run.
Yeah, I know. And that's... it really spoke
because
well...
Because I never got to the end. Well, that's why I loved it.
Well, you stopped before it got really bad. And there's some clunkers in there. But I think one of the most amazing things about the strength of it is their... first, and they have that second, again, that same connection as that Solar everyman thing, but it really is opening up the world of a person first, and especially the world of a teen who is alone, and Zephyr is struggling with weight, something that I'm sure more than a few of us have struggled with at times. What did somebody say? Quite a few more of us are Armstrongs than Archers sized out there. But seeing this person, and especially a female, I think, struggling with weight, because I think it's... My guess is, as a male, it's infinitely more difficult for a female to deal with something like that. What do you think, Mads? Weight as a female?
What?
She's reading the Faith thing. With a female to deal with weight, do you think that's difficult?
Yeah.
I mean, you're this age, right? Well, you're a little younger this age, you're middle school, but do you think girls are very sensitive about what they weigh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even at 12, you're seeing that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yes.
What kinds of things do you see?
Well...
I mean, don't pick out any names. Don't say, this person, but...
No, I'm not going to say that. Well, some girls are like... They talk about girls that are, not skinny.
Not size twos or something.
Not size zeros. They're not a size zero either.
Well, but that doesn't, how about boys with girls? Are boys mean about it?
No.
You sure?
Not as mean as girls are.
Girls are meaner than boys.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow. That surprises me. I'm glad, I think, because as I've...
Well, at least the boys I know are nicer. than girls.
I'm glad. Good. Don't hang out with nasty boys. Boys are yucky.
Yeah, they are.
They're gross. Trust me, I am one. I know how yucky I am. But that humanization of Faith as a character, and I think we'll get a lot more into this next month, but just from the preview, I mean, it's whetting my appetite for it. I can't wait to get my fingers on it. Should we make Mom read this?
Yes.
I think she would.
Mom might like this.
I think Mom might really get a kick out of Harbinger.
Mom
is reading Walking Dead, if you know.
Yeah, The Walking Dead.
I know.
I've come into her room and seen her reading
She's watched both seasons and loves it. Like, we love Walking Dead.
Oh, and she said that she wanted to finish them.
Turn
them to Mr. Pinto.
Well, we're borrowing them from Mr. Pinto. The Mr. Pinto.
The Mr. Pinto.
Yes.
The Mr. Pinto.
He's crazy. He's crazy. But I think Mom might get a kick out of
Harbinger.
Yeah, I think it's good enough.
I like these first two pages of the end.
Well, I think that connection to Faith and all that. Before we go too far away from it, let's talk Bloodshot a minute again. I loved it, and I know you weren't as great a fan of it, but I think to close out this connection, this move, put Bloodshot from my third book to my second. I'm assuming your favorite's still Harbinger? Maz?
What?
As you're still reading the Zephyr preview?
Yeah.
Harbinger's your favorite,
I'm
right?
reading it again.
I know you're reading. You read like 14,000 times.
I read it like twice when I first read it.
Harbinger's still your favorite, right?
Yeah.
What's your second of the four? Well, give me the rundown. What's your second favorite? Archer and Armstrong, Bloodshot.
Not EXO.
Okay.
Don't really like it.
So EXO is your least favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your next? Bloodshot or Archer and Armstrong?
They're probably tied for the middle.
Okay.
Because I don't like either of them better. Like, Archer and Armstrong was very, very good at the beginning. But I didn't really like Bloodshot at the beginning, but then Bloodshot got better and Archer and Armstrong got worse.
That's so. Where I am. I think right now, after the first issue, I would have said Archer and Armstrong, I would have put number two, Strong, and Bloodshot, weak third. But after the third issue, I'm like, putting Bloodshot up to number two. I love this new mystery, I love the stuff going on, mm-hmm. I love the connection to reality.
I talk about the Harbinger preview?
Talk the Harbinger preview, let's hear it.
Okay, so the first two pages, I liked the first two pages because I figure that she kind of, it's kind of my life.
Faith? Like this aloneness or the pursuit of someone or?
Not the aloneness.
You're not a fat person, Mads. You know that, right?
No, I know.
You're not even like, you're very, for me to say average sized would be insulting. Like you're not skinny. You're not like, oh my gosh, you never eat anything. But you are a proportioned individual. You are, I would say, a smaller sized person. And
yes,
I mean this in the politest way, Mads. You're not short.
Yeah, I am. Especially, I feel short next to my friends.
Well, your friends are tall. Your friends are tall. When you were in second grade, Mads, you were a round kid. You were like, you were a butterball.
I was pudgy in kindergarten.
You're a little butterball. You're adorable. But we weren't like, okay, we can't feed anything, we'll put her on a diet. It was just like, here you go, here's the appropriate food, eat this. And you came into your own. Like, I mean, you're exercising now too. You're eating righter foods, so.
No, just the reason I felt like this is because, I'm not necessarily a popular girl at school.
What?
What? Oh,
we
no.
raised you that popularity is the most important thing. You need to focus yourself.
Darn. Well, I'm not.
Be popular. That's what school is about.
If you don't know, my dad is just being sarcastic.
No, smell that? Yeah.
You smell that? What? Smell what? It's sarcasm.
That's right. Sarcasm.
Oh, smell that? What? Sarcasm.
So you empathize with her nerdiness? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, with, like, her nerdiness. And mm-hmm. she's, like, her profile picture on her.
Oh, yeah. The the bikinied plump kid. What is that?
Yeah.
What do they call it? Chubby something or something?
I don't know.
Plumpy? I don't know. Anyway, it's a dating site for girls that are rounder, and the guy who meets her is apparently interested in rounder chicks. Okay, she goes to the mall. The other girls got their selves hoisted up for all to see.
Yeah. They're
front and forward.
Yeah. They're a box.
Okay.
Their box of self. Yes.
On a shelf.
Do not touch the box.
Right.
Well, they're like, this is basically kind of what the girls at my school act like.
Some girls.
Some girls.
You have some great friends.
My great friends don't act like this.
We love your great friends. We love...
But there are some girls at my school who would totally act like this.
You're not offended when I say we love your nerd friends, right?
No.
Okay, you're not
we
offended?
We call ourselves the dork samurai ninjas.
That's right. I tell my kids at school that I'm happy to be raising a nerd child. I love that.
We call ourselves the Dork Samurai Ninjas.
It's great. Dork Samurai Ninjas. Love it.
But
you can empathize with this kid.
Yes.
And she's not... And you are not fat. You are not even plump. I would say you're not even average, Mads. You are appropriately sized.
That's what my friends say. They're like, you're so skinny. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Skinny is not what you are. You're not skinny. Skinny is someone who has tiny little frail arms, never eats anything.
There's someone who's skinny in my advanced language arts class. Your thighs don't touch.
That's it. Don't worry about other people. Just worry about yourself.
Thighs don't touch.
Don't worry about her. She's a person.
But.
She, I'm sure, is very... I never understood anorexia or bulimia as a kid. More than likely, she's driven by something like that.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tell me about the preview. Faith?
I could sympathize with her because, you know, she's sitting alone at the mall drinking a soda, and these girls are looking over at her and laughing at her. And I could see that happening to me because here I am. I'm so big of a nerd, I'm wearing my Katniss and PETA shirt, some tan pants.
Nice. Tan shorts, come on.
Some tan shorts. And it says on the back, may the odds be ever in your favor. So I'm like the Hunger Games nerd.
You're nerd with pride.
My friends and I are the Hunger Games nerds.
Don't be ashamed, nerd with pride.
But I could totally sympathize with this girl because I love how they take this picture of her laptop, and it's like, oh, look, here's my laptop, I've got a cool laptop, look at this is so cool, and look, I've got my own blog, and people actually read it, and then you read it through, and it's like, Unicorn Witch 133 reads it.
Yes, it's other nerds.
Captain Mall. So, it's like other nerds read it, and then in the background, you've got all these little nerd toys.
You will find a wonderful community of nerds for the rest of your life, Mads. It's a great thing.
And then, that's what I liked about it, because...
The cool guys generally have their choices limited to them. It's one of a wonderful thing about...
It's like... I thought this girl was wearing some sunglasses until just now. I noticed there was a bow.
Let's wrap this up because we're gonna
have
Harbinger next week.
The girls
next.
At the end are
yeah
are like, ooh, he's so hot, he's so beautiful. Then he goes over to
Faith.
He goes over to Faith and he says, "You look perfect." And the girls are like, "What?"
Wonderful revenge. All right, we'll talk Harbinger next week. I think we're done here. Our work is done here, kid.
Our work here is done.
Yeah.
We have educated you.
We've educated you, guys. Sorry.
You've just been...
Worked. All right. Bye, Mads.
You've been educated.
Say bye.
Goodbye.
Bye!
Happy trails.
Bye, says Rachel!